This podcast is brought to you by the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania.
Pleasure to be joined right now by Dr. John White, who's Chief Medical Officer for WebMD. Dr. White, great to have you with us today.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And I started this hour out talking about, obviously, where the healthcare sector is right now. Obviously, during the pandemic, it was such a weight that pretty much everybody within the industry was carrying. Where do you think everything kind of stands at the moment? And are there elements of what you guys went through with WebMD and other people went through that, even as bad as it was still a little bit of a learning experience as well?
It definitely was a learning experience in terms of the pandemic really accelerated some changes that were taking place. And the biggest area is in the concept of patient expectations. Why should patients have to drive 30 minutes to go to the doctor's office, wait another 40 minutes, and then repeat it? So the idea that you could do virtual care, you know, remotely, think about it. Before the pandemic, it was less than 10% of physician visits. Now, depending upon specialty, it could be 20, you know, 30%. We're still figuring out, you know, what that is. And the other concept is, think about how much you did at home. You did a laboratory test at home and you felt comfortable doing that. So yeah, that really has changed what consumers and patients, what they expect from the healthcare system.
Well, and I think that level of comfort becomes that much more important when you think about there are, you know, people out there who maybe didn't have the best experience going right to their doctor or waiting in emergency room,
sure,
or, you know, whatever it was before the pandemic. And now you've added this element of technology, which yeah, everybody uses pretty much on a daily basis.
And you're
comfortable, that level of comfort just keeps to grow and grow. Yeah,
absolutely. That's kind of the key element. You think, I can't do this at home. And now you think, I'd rather do it at home. So that's kind of the biggest difference.
What have you seen then over the last few years in terms of the usage of your site, of WebMD, in terms of people wanting to gain information and gain a better understanding?
Search has really changed over the past few years. I'm old enough to remember when people would print information, you know, bring it to the doctor and then just hand it to them. And the doctor would just kind of put it to the side and do whatever he or she wants. Now patients come in and they tell me, I think I have, you know, MS, or I think I have sarcoid or whatever. And I embrace that because it's a time for discussion. And you know what? Sometimes they're right in terms of what they think they may have. But the biggest change is, instead of just searching content and then giving it to someone else, now you search content, you search joint pain, arthritis, hip pain. You want to connect that to care. You want to do something right then. You want to be able to do a telemedicine visit. You want to make an appointment in real life with the doctor tomorrow. You want to use an app because you're concerned about a mole that's on your skin that's changing. I mean, those are the things that we're seeing in terms of the biggest change. You don't want to just search it and then wait for an expert to tell you. You want to be able to connect it right away. And that goes back to expectations as well.
But in the end, having a more knowledgeable patient, consumer, ends up benefiting the entire process, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, there's a line, information is power, but it's really knowledge. And what we always like to say at WebMD, if you have better information, you're going to have better health. Now, the challenge is, you know, right now, there's a lot of folks that are spreading misinformation. And that's actually been an issue, you know, my entire time of medicine. I remember when people were using shark cartilage for breast cancer, never a good outcome. But now it's much more prevalent in terms of some misinformation out there. So that trust element's important when you're giving credible information.
How then do you also have to look at the advancements in technology in terms of the implementation and the usage on a site like WebMD as we move forward?
Sure. And, you know, even on the simplest way, people consume their information through their mobile devices, right? So you had to be able to adjust the way that you present information in terms of being able to scroll, in terms of what are the right images? Will video load properly? Think about where we are with video in terms of everybody wants to see a video. But what we've learned is they only want to watch 2 minutes. so or less. How do you get all that relevant information in there? But the other point is, what we're very proud about at WebMD is people come back a lot, and that says something. So I remember when I first got involved in communication, you think you have to communicate everything all at once because I have this person, you know, captive, and they don't stay. They don't find it interesting. So if you're able even just to transmit one or two key elements of information, they're going to come back and they're going to learn something. And that's that patient journey that we're proud to be part of.
Well, it sounds like it's a lot similar to what we've talked on our show in terms of business, of the relationship that the retailer has with the consumer. And there's a level of trust there that is obviously beneficial to both sides, but it's obviously something that the company has to be very much aware of in order to keep building on it so that, as you said, patients, consumers keep coming back time and time again.
That's exactly right. There's a reason why we've been around for over a quarter of a century when many of our competitors have come and gone. And we recognize that when people come to our site, it's about their health or their loved one's health. And we've learned over the past few years, there's nothing more important than our health, although we often disregard it, you know, at different points of our life. So we really have to be sensitive to that. We have to be culturally, you know, appropriate in terms of the information we provide and really represent the population that we serve.
What's next? What's the next kind of hill to climb, do you think, in terms of the operation of WebMD and maybe even just kind of the connection with the consumer in general?
Yeah, I think we continue to iterate. We continue to promote thought leadership as a brand. How do we convene different stakeholders to help think through some of the challenges that are impacting the healthcare system? You know, WebMD is the consumer side that we all know, but we also have the professional side, which are physicians, pharmacists, and nurses through our Medscape platform, which is the world's largest provider of continuing education. But we also have WebMD Health Services, which is about coaching. How do we help people live healthier lives? And then we also have our WebMD Ignite business, which is addressing healthcare systems. How do we help them find patients more efficiently and provide the best care? So it's continuing to iterate and address all aspects of the healthcare system, not just providing content.
What do you expect that relationship to be now and in the future with the health system? Because obviously there's a lot of discussion right now about the buildup and the growth of health systems in the United States right now.
I really think it comes down to a point you made earlier about that relationship that you have, the trust that you have. People want to make sure they can go to credible sources, that the information that they're going to receive is quality information. It has been reviewed by medical experts. So that's always first and foremost in our mind. But then it's also continuing to personalize care for patients. And that's what's really exciting. So how do I provide you the best information that's appropriate for you when you come to our site, whether it's as a physician, a healthcare system, or a patient or a loved one? That's what's really exciting about how we iterate in that way.
Dr. White, great to meet you. Thanks very much for a few moments today.
Thanks for having me. It was great chatting.
Thank you, Dr. John White, who is Chief Medical Officer with WebMD.
To explore more content from the Wharton School, visit knowledge.wharton.upenn.edu.